The 11th session of adult education classes at Princess Elizabeth School in Magog just wrapped up this past Wednesday. This is a volunteer-driven initiative to create a sense of community belonging and to provide a skills exchange program to promote lifelong learning. Everyone was welcome to join in. The cost was only $15 for the entire six-week session because all instructors and organizing team are volunteers. Courses that were offered were computer, French, songwriting, yoga, TED Talks, volleyball, Spanish, photography, money matters, history, and more. And afterwards, free coffee, tea, cookies, and conversation. Listen in now to a sample of what the songwriting class produced, and then hear the French class perform their song on the last evening.
What does a child see in a flower in bloom? Ribbons and bows, a wonder to share. How will you charge your course in skies of blue? As the wind plays high and stars and moonbeams aglow. What do you hear in my sweet lullabies? The sound of my love, it always grows. The sound of my love, it always.
Let's hear what Marilyn, Sandra, Sebastian, and Jason had to say.
Stretched my mind in some of the courses I've taken, because we take different ones each time.
So what are some of the ones that you took?
Right now I'm doing songwriting. I did computer a couple times. It's a good community thing to meet other people and to learn different things. That
I took French twice. Didn't learn much French, but I had fun trying. And I did basket weaving, and now I'm doing bookkeeping. You get out to meet people in the community and people you don't see every day, and like, wow, I haven't seen you since last year, and you get to connect to them again. And
I think it's really good, the group set up and just interact together in this particular class, which I really enjoy.
So Jason, what's your last name?
Kirpan.
Okay. So you've been attending all of the courses, I think, for a few years now?
Also, I've given courses.
You've
too.
Given courses as well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But so you've attended some and given some courses?
Tai Chi, Samba, songwriting.
Memphis Magog Community Learning Center is always looking for volunteers who would like to share their skills.
My name is Leanne Hogel, and this is the first time I'm coming to the Community Learning Center activity, and I came to TED Talks, and I thought it was a great idea. I think it's a great way to meet all kinds of people, and there's all kinds of interests that you can take, all kinds of courses, so I'm quite enjoying it, my first experience.
Great, that's good. So what do you think you'll take next session?
I'd like to take guitar lessons if they have it, but I don't know what else. I don't know, I'll just wait and see.
So your name is?
Elaine Bayless-Creary. I'm the principal of Princess Elizabeth Elementary School. And so what are your thoughts on the Magog Community Learning Center?
Well, I think it's very exciting for the community because, as you can see tonight with all the people that have attended, it brings the community together. We have Anglophones and Francophones that come and attend the courses. And I think it's really a nice gathering of people. We have people from not just Magog, but also North Hatley, Stanstead, Aerscliffe that attend. They advertise in the newspapers, and then the people can come and look at what courses are being offered for the six-week sessions and for a very small fee sign up. And then they have the opportunity to meet new people and learn something new. So we hope to inspire the adults and in turn hope that those parents will go back and inspire their kids to become great learners and enthusiastic learners the rest of their lives.
Well, the whole session, I think it went very well, and the attendance is increasing. And so it's good to see a lot of people out. And we've had so many great comments here tonight that people have said things like, you know, it does create a real sense of community belonging, and they're really happy that they can participate in something like this. And it's heartwarming. I was so happy. I am so happy that, you know, people have enjoyed it and see the value and the purpose of doing this.
So are you getting ready for next session already?
Next week, yes. We'll take a week off, and then next week we'll sit down and figure it all out.
So we'll stay tuned as to what's coming up next.
Right. Thank you, Sylvia.
All right.
Make sure you don't miss the next session in September.